The Nisbet family's packing up. Like thousands of other expatriates, Matt and his wife Soma can't be persuaded to remain. Matt was born in Hong Kong and met his wife here 16 years ago. They're typical of the white-collar professionals now taking their skills elsewhere. In their case, Australia, where Soma's from.
The honest truth is I don't think there's anything that would keep me here right now.
With their three children, they live in the other Hong Kong, Lantau Island, Hong Kong's biggest, and far from the congestion and clamour of the central business district. Many factors are behind the decision to go, including changes to the school curriculum with a focus on patriotic education.
I think it just made the decision to go easier and easier. We've had such a blessed time here in Hong Kong. The children have thrived. My husband and I have had successful careers, and it's been a very comfortable place to live for a long time. But there's a real sense that the future is going to be different to the past, and we've thought about that deeply, and I'd say yes, it's contributed.
Hong Kong's always been a transitory place. 25 years ago, I reported on another exodus. Retiring British civil servants and others who'd enjoyed a life of privilege here headed home in style, unwilling to live under Chinese rule after the handover. Now it's happening again. Many of the Hong Kong Chinese leaving are going to Britain, taking advantage of a new visa scheme that opens a pathway to citizenship. A quarter of a century on, Hong Kong's population of around 7.5 million is decreasing. More than 300,000 people have left since the implementation of that national security law almost 2 years ago. And one recent opinion poll shows that around a quarter of this city's population have made plans to leave. One reason for that is Hong Kong's strict COVID-19 regulations that earlier this year saw mothers separated from children. Another impetus is politics, especially the new national security law. The Nisbet family soon won't need to worry about all of that. Like most of those going, they'd rather be staying. If only circumstances were different. Adrian Brown, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.